Is there a I'll be home for Christmas? I'll be home for Christmas.
Sing it. Go ahead.
I don't know all the words. And I don't have the voice that my husband has. He's got a really good voice.
He would sing that?
He probably would.
If we got him on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah. He's not. And he's coming. The dogs get groomed tomorrow, so he'll be back with the two that get groomed.
Okay. Give us an update on Artitude.
Artitude. Oh, my gosh. We got people come down to Artitude. We're in the Masonic Temple building, which is right next to the old Vermeulens and the now Jackson School of the Arts. And we've got that building is, the first floor is full of amazing art. From paintings to glassware to ornaments, we just got some new product in. We got some glass flowers that you can hang on the wall that are so spectacular. Some really cool baby pants that have a little monster on the butt. Super cute, super cute. Plus, there's another artist there that makes these beautiful baby. I can't think of what the They're just beautiful baby outfit. Yes, onesies. Thank you.
Onesies.
And then we have some cool dishes that teach children how to do their ABCs by different, like, botanical or farm animals. Or there's, like, fire truck or whatever, fire issues, firemen. We must have a dozen of different types that teach the kids how to do their ABCs while they're eating. Got some cool etched glasses of the Michigan campus and Michigan State campus, both in, well, right now we have the beer glasses in. We're waiting for the highball and the stemless wine glasses to come in. And then we have artists that, if you need a roach clip, there's some really cool roach clips out there, let me tell you. We have it for all types of, you know, interest.
Humanity.
Yeah, interest.
Roach clips.
Some beautiful leather bracelets, lots of jewelry. And we've got one gal.
My wife bought some jewelry down there.
I saw her, and I appreciate her coming in.
I saw her down there.
I appreciate that. And we wrap. Who doesn't like their gifts wrapped so that they don't have to do them night before Christmas? Yeah. So there's metalwork. There's just a lot. We have a huge variety. I should go around and count the different stuff. We got sushi plates and we've got stuff made out of
roach clips. You said it all.
You know, I said it all, right? Right there. There just really
you can
is.
Stop right there.
There's something for everybody. I had a gentleman from Texas was in over the weekend, and I said something about shipping, and his eyes got really excited about that. And when it came down to it, he was buying a roach clip, and he was worried that they wouldn't let him on the airplane with it. And I said, well, I don't think you could use it as a weapon, you know. And I said, and if they do take it, just have a little bag of marijuana next to it and give the guy the marijuana and keep the clip. I mean, it was interesting. I would have never thought about that. So he didn't ship it. He took it with him. I mean, they're only $20. So I guess if the TSA decides to take it, you're not out too much. But they are very pretty. The work that the artist does is beautiful stuff. And she's got bookmarks and other things, not just roach clip jewelry. Okay. But we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7, and Sunday, 11 to 4. And it's been a little bit slow this year, so please come down, support your local artists, and buy some cool gifts, some one-of-a-kind gifts for your family member or your friends, and we'll wrap it for you.
How's shopping going downtown?
I'm hearing that it's kind of slow all over. I'm out right now getting gift certificates and presents for the city's Christmas party. The employee Christmas party is Friday, and I go out and I get people to donate stuff, and then the city employees do an auction, and they raise money typically for a fellow employee that's got medical issues and they're struggling to keep up with things. Mm-hmm. But I think this year it might be going to a nonprofit. I'm not 100% sure. But if anybody wants to donate anything, please contact me. My cell phone is 734-660-4260. But you can Google my name and you could probably really find it since I'm out there. But and the businesses that I've been talking to, the retail shops particularly have been slow. I think restaurants are doing pretty good. Then, boy, I went into that new Metropolitan ice cream sold. I don't know if you knew that. And the couple that bought it do that amazing ice cream that their store was on Northwest Avenue. I don't know the name of the store, and I apologize. But it's just, it's you got to go in there to believe it. And they were slammed. So they're downtown now in Metropolitan Ice Cream, and they're still doing hamburgers, and which Jackie was delighted about because I have not had them yet, but she said they're really good. So I think, you know, shop local, people, because it's really important. And I think there's going to be, I think Consumers Energy was generous and gave the city, the DDA, another, I want to say $15,000, which I might be wrong, where they'll match you. You buy a $100 gift certificate from the DDA, and you'll get an extra $100. So for $100, you walk away with $200 worth of gift certificate.
Yeah, that was slam, too.
That was, well, they didn't sell out quite as quickly as they did last year during the pilot program.
They sold out in like a day.
They did sell out in a day because Jackie was doing it. And I don't think she got back to Artitude until, I think they opened at 11, and I don't think I saw Jackie till about 2 or 3. And they're going to do that again. I'm not sure what day, so people have to listen to the radio show to find out when that's going to happen. I'll make sure Jackie tells you. And so there's some really great stuff happening. We just need people to get out to our local businesses and patronize them because, you know, that's what makes our community thriving. And again, Artitude, we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7, and Sunday from 11 to 4. And we wrap, and we've got unusual stuff and very affordable.
See if Bill will sing.
Yeah.
Bill, Laura said you would sing.
Yeah, what do you want me to sing?
I'll be home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas. How's that? Is that good enough?
Well, come on.
We can't tell how good your voice is.
Let's see. I think what's a better Christmas song?
Well, yeah, but it's a home show, you know? That's why I picked that one.
Lifestyle song.
And I'd like to know, are you going to be home for Christmas?
Yeah, I'll be home tonight. The dogs are getting groomed tomorrow. Plus, while you were talking about Artitude, I was checking on the status of the new PXG driver I just ordered, and it's been shipped, so it's going to arrive either today or tomorrow.
Well, and as long as I'm there, I can actually get it.
It's going to be good warm weather for golfing on Wednesday and Thursday.
I know. My guys are out. We've got a couple of inspections, city inspections. And so my guys are out painting over the next couple of days, exterior, because I don't like the re-inspects. And if it's too cold to paint, they would have to do a re-inspection, and that costs me money.
Yeah.
So they're out there just prepping. And I figured out my Christmas dinner. I'm ahead of the game right now.
Okay. Well,
I make this amazing ribeye roast. It's Dijon mustard encrusted with Dijon mustard and harsh Worcestershire sauce and then peppercorns. And it's so.
Say that again.
Well, I'm not saying it again. And then we're doing lamb meatballs.
I've heard a lot of interesting stuff today.
I know. And risotto with shrimp and some spring vegetables. And that just, it's good. It's going to be good.
And she's on a diet, Greg.
So I'm anxious to eat. Although I've been making some good food on this diet, so.
You know, since you're talking about Artitude, let me do say one thing. Every year, I was a regular at Starbucks. I don't go quite as regularly now because I'm up north. But every year, we raise money for the baristas just for a Christmas tip or bonus. And the most we ever raised was $2,200. With the pandemic last year, I think we were only able to get to $1,100. But if you're a Starbucks regular, there are people in the morning who are the regulars who are collecting for the donation or the tip for Starbucks. So if you haven't participated in this before and you're a Starbucks regular, just grab the guys and ladies are sitting up in the front usually in the morning, 8 or 8:30, 9 o'clock, and they'll be happy to take your money. You can sign a card. And we'd really like to raise as much money as possible for these baristas to give them a good Christmas. All right, that's my pitch.